The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Monday afternoon. Thank you for joining me on a very chilly Monday afternoon, although it's not as cold as it was yesterday. Winter has finally arrived in Ohio. Yeah, a little sprinkling of snow, a little dusting of snow. But it's actually a beautiful day. We've got some sunshine. I will take it. Anyway, welcome. Hope you had a great weekend. Joy and I did. We were in town this weekend. We were able to be at our home church again. And wonderful, wonderful services yesterday. Got things done around the house. And good weekend. But excited to begin a brand new week. I don't know whether you've heard or not, but Dr. Jack Van Impe, one of America's best-known televangelists, passed away on Saturday at the age of 88. Had a weekly program on television for way over 30 years, Jack Van Impe Presents. I remember Joy and I were in Wichita, Kansas from 72 to 76, and the church that we were working at participated in a big citywide crusade for Jack Van Impe. That would, well, I don't remember the year, but it was sometime between 72 and 76, filled the largest auditorium in Wichita, had thousands of people accept Christ as Savior. If you're not familiar, Jack Van Impe was called the Walking Bible. He had committed most of the Bible to memory. He could quote literally thousands and thousands of scriptures from memory. Entire books, I don't think he had the entire Bible committed to memory, but it was close. In the last, I don't know, 15 or 20 years, Jack Van Impe went off of some directions that I didn't understand, but he was still faithful to God's word, multiplied thousands of people, gave their lives to Christ. He was known as a prophecy preacher, and he will be missed. He passed away in Michigan, where his headquarters, Jack Van Impe Ministries headquarters, was in the suburbs of Detroit. He is survived by his wife of, I think, like 66, 67 years, I think, Rexella. And Again, he will be missed. Incredible testimony. His parents came here from Belgium as immigrants. He and his father played in bars and beer halls and pool halls until Jack was saved. He later led his father to Christ, and they were both evangelists. Anyway, Jack Van Impe has graduated to heaven at the age of 88. He passed away on Saturday. And it's really interesting because the secular media, the secular world, made fun of Jack Van Impe because he preached a lot of prophecy. That was kind of his specialty, preaching prophecy, prophetic events, and so forth, talking about the return of Christ. And the secular community wrote him off as some kind of weird, crazy, wild-eyed, oddball preacher talking about the future and future disaster that's coming to the earth. And again, he was certainly never accepted by the secular community because he preached. Judgment is coming. Judgment is coming. I find that interesting that on the day I'm discussing his death, I have an article in my hand from the New York Post. Yeah, the New York Post. Headline, "The next mega disasters that could happen at any moment and kill us all." The link to the article talks about 10 not just possible, but probable mega disasters that could wipe out thousands, maybe millions, and maybe cause humanity in its entirety to become extinct. Yeah, let me read you the second sentence. "Due to climate change, human activity, and other factors, natural disasters are becoming more common." Did you know there's no proof of that whatsoever? You read that in the media all the time and from junk science. There's no evidence that natural disasters are becoming more common. No proof whatsoever. But that's what the New York Post says. "Due to climate change, human activity, and other factors, natural disasters are becoming more common." And then it goes on and says, "We could all die." And it gives 10 different mega disasters. Number one, Yellowstone National Park. Now, I'm not making light of the possibility here. People have been writing about this for many, many years, that there is a huge, massive volcano sitting under Yellowstone National Park, just sitting there. And it could erupt at any time. According to most scientific sources, the last big eruption was 630,000 years ago. But some scientists and, this is funny, end time experts, now not biblical end times, secular, scientific end times, say that an eruption of this super, and I'm quoting, "An eruption of this supervolcano would be like nothing humanity has ever seen and would be the ultra catastrophe that could lead to global devastation, even human extinction, if this mega volcano under Yellowstone would actually erupt." Then the next one is the possibility of the big earthquake in California, Oregon, and Washington. And I'm not going to bore you with the other eight or so. But it's interesting. Jack Van Impe, for years, based on Scripture, said, you know what? We're living in the end times. Jesus could come at any time. And if Jesus comes back, those that have not accepted Christ will suffer the consequences. And the secular world said, what a nut job. Talking about the end times. Jesus coming back. Worldwide disaster called the Great Tribulation. What a kook. What a wackadoodle. But then a few scientists put together a report. You know, there's a big volcano under Yellowstone. If that erupts, we could all die. The New York Post and much of the world goes, oh, really? No. If you're a regular listener, you know that I am a big fan of real science. Not much of what's called science today, but real science. I'm a real fan. But if I have to make a choice between the accuracy of science and their predictions about the end of time or whatever, and the Bible, I'll take the Bible every time. I'll take the Bible every time. So while the world makes fun of Christians who talk about end times and mass destruction based on biblical prophecy, and the secular world clings to scientific evidence, here's the bottom line. Someday this world is going to end. Either the way science predicts it or whether the way the Bible predicts it, the important thing is we better be ready. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Do you? You can know for sure that your eternal destiny is determined by accepting Christ. All right. We're going to step away for a quick break, and then we'll be back with more Bob Burney Live.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Hey, how about some good news this afternoon? Could you handle some really, really exciting, wonderful news? Well, I've got it for you. If you were listening the end of last week, Thursday and Friday, I shared with you the ministry of the Option Line at Heartbeat International. Heartbeat International is the world's largest network of pregnancy centers in the world. And they're located right here in Columbus, Ohio. They're doing so many things to save the lives of the unborn. I said this repeatedly Thursday and Friday, and I mean it, and I can prove it. No one is doing more in the fight to save the unborn than Heartbeat International right here in Columbus. They're on the cutting edge. They're on the front lines. Nobody, no organization, no ministry is actually saving more babies' lives than Heartbeat International. And the most effective thing they do is operate the Option Line. This is a call center where women and even men facing a crisis pregnancy all over the United States can call and have a live human being, caring, compassionate, trained, professional, talk them through this most urgent time in their life. And they're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And they will continue to be there if we step up and help. They don't get millions of dollars of government funds like Planned Parenthood. They are primarily dependent upon God's people who are pro-life and care about the unborn. Well, Thursday and Friday, I shared this with you, and we had a goal of $8,000. It takes $75 every single hour. Every hour, every day, every week, every month, $75 every single hour to keep Option Line up and running. But on average, 18 babies that would have been aborted are saved. On average, every single hour. Every single hour. Well, we're about halfway to our goal. And that means, folks, because of your generous giving to 800-999-7408. And by the way, no, I'm not going to spend the whole day. I just want to give you an update. I've got some really important stories to share with you today, all kinds of things to discuss. But I got to give you an update, and we're halfway there. We need to take care of the other half today. Anyway, that means right now you folks have provided 51 hours of option line. More than two full days. 51 hours. Which means that approximately, and we think this is conservative, because of your generous gifts, 918 babies that would have been aborted will live. 918. We're getting really, really close to 1,000 babies. All right, now, the good news is we're halfway there. We need to take care of the other half. So I'm asking you right now, please pray about it and call 800-999-7408. Operators are standing by right now to take your generous pledge. $75 takes care of one entire hour. I am hoping and praying that several of you right now will call 800-999-7408 and take at least 1 hour. Now, if you can't take a full hour, $75, that's fine. You give what God lays on your heart. I believe that somebody could probably take care of 4, 5, 6 hours. And I really believe, I believed it on Friday, that person didn't call, but I believe that today I've prayed about it. I'm serious. I'm not just talking. I prayed about this fervently this morning. I believe that there is someone in our audience that right now could take care of one full day of option line. One full day. That would be $1,800. $1,800. That'd take care of 24 hours of option line. And if you could do that, your gift would save 430 babies. If somebody right now could pledge $1,800, you could save 432 babies. Say, Bob, come on. Are you? Yes. These are verifiable, measurable statistics that I'm giving you. This is verifiable. We're not just blowing smoke and throwing out wild, crazy figures. Every hour, on average, 18 babies that would have been aborted are saved because of Option Line, right here in Columbus. They've handled over 4 million calls since they have been operating. They get over 1,000 every single day. This day, over 1,000 contacts will be made at Option Line. And I'm asking you to help. Please, please, right now. We're halfway there. Let's take care of the other half. When we come back, we're going to talk a little Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We're going to check in on what's happening in Virginia. Something crazy going on here in Franklin County as well. But right now, please, 800-999-7408.